Hello friends, today we are going to learn chapter 12, Dynamics of Social Media Marketing. As the name suggests, we will focus on understanding what is social media marketing and various facets of it. As the definition suggests, it's a web-based platform, open to all. It lies on the virtual world, cloud as they say. And here, when you are interacting with others, you are able to produce and share your ideas, you are able to see others' ideas, you are able to see advertisers, advertising, etc. So, a very dynamic media which absorbs other multimedia content. So, you can have your videos, you can have your PDF put up, etc. So, this is what the social media is. The importance of this is a media through which you can connect to different individuals across the world. So with that as a perspective, the key points that one need to understand, it's a global medium. Any platform which is a social media platform is a global medium. What, not only that, it supports your personal expressions, but at the same time, it helps you to have the network and have the professional communication two-way. You communicate to the world, world communicates with you. It's a dynamic platform in the sense it's one of the very important content creation and content creation platform wherein various nature of contents get created. We will be learning more about it as we move forward. So, how do you use social media? Social media as a platform, there are few facets of it. Is usage that we need to understand. First is for the personal expression. When I get into social media, I want to express myself. Like for example, I have my social media handle on Instagram. So I communicate to the world that I may not be a professional photographer, but I am really a nice one, the good one when it comes to photography, maybe amateur or hobbyist as the case may be. And that's where I am expressing myself. So only hobby on which I have created my Instagram handle is photography. Okay, photography part of myself. Likewise, social networking. When I do that, I have like my LinkedIn, which is a professional account where I connect professionally with people. Facebook, where I connect with various profiles of individuals with whom I wish to interact. So it's like about increasing your networking, both personal and professional at the same time. Now that you got into it, the brands leverage your presence on the social media by connecting with the right advertiser and then directing the advertising towards you if you meet with their segment definition. So as a result, what happens? The visibility of the brand, the promotion, attention, interest, perspective of AIDA model gets implemented. So now let's understand the business applications. We have understood the generic perspective of it. The first and foremost very important this thing is engaging with the customer. Now social media, when you have boarded that platform, like you are giving a consent that two-way communication is feasible. Now when you do that, professionally, a company engages with you. So, company who aspires to connect with a profile like me, say like I will fall under senior citizen or would be senior citizen, so to say. So, with that age bracket kind of a communication when the company wishes to do either on a Facebook or Instagram, those are the parameters given. So, only I will see the advertisement, not my young, kid. So, that's what one has to understand. So that way, right customer engagement and a two-way communication between the brand and the customer starts. It helps you to do various market research. You see that there are small questions that has been asked to you. Okay, now that one question to which one answer coming from thousands and lakhs of similar customers gives a company an idea. It can be also used for the formal research where more than one, a full questionnaire can be used. So, for example, Google Form can be used on social media. After you develop it, you post it on a social media request like PhD aspirants and, people like many times use that, for even personal reasons. So, that's for the market research. Advertisers use it for promotion. Now, they try to reach out to you by available promotion means that has been offered by the platform owner. So Facebook, Instagram, Meta is the owner. Now you have just open an account because you wanted to have a personal expression, you wanted a networking, etc. But now Meta does is offers a right to access you to the advertisers. Meta do not charge you, but Meta recovers their entire cost and the profit from advertisers, so that advertising and promotion is possible. So that's the business application of it. So now let's understand what is social media marketing. So we understood one aspect in it, that it's a social global platform, two-way communication is possible. You may be creating that account for personal expression, but the owner of that platform gives an access to advertisers, etc., to reach out to you. And that's where the marketing comes in. So that's what social media marketing, SMM. So as the definition suggests, it's a platform or a way that you create your product promotion, you know, for particular product or the brand or the service that you have, and reach out to your target audience using available tools, available media options. So that we have understood earlier, say for example, Google Ads offer pay-per-click, impressions, etc. So those kind of a perspective, that is what I'm trying to tell you here, where it has given an access to the brand, say like a Pond's Cream, or say some face mask guy, or say like for example, recently if I had to use my example, I'm looking for the product on the hair care. So it has given an access to those advertisers to reach out to you, to reach out to me, because they have used certain available marketing options given to them by Meta, that is the platform owner. So the key components is, it's a diversity of the platform. Now every platform has evolved to function particular aspects of social setup. LinkedIn is a very professionally driven. Facebook is open to all kind of a social media. Twitter is for those news frenzy kind of people who want to remain updated. Instagram is for the creative video photograph kind of a content, etc. Like, so these are those various diversity that one is available to the marketer. Content creation can be designed to reach out to your target audience. So you have a right, you have a, now then you have to acquire the ability to develop your content in such a way that you attract right individuals and make them follow, like, retweet or recirculate, etc. Engagement. So actually it's your ability to make person engage. Releasing is one thing, but after release, how many have actually liked, how many actually opened and read your content, how many after that forwarded or redirected, etc. So those are the parameters under which the engagement comes. So now we understand the diversity part of social media marketing. Because platforms are so diverse, it is very important for you to select the right platform for the kind of target audience, for the kind of a business objective that you are reaching out to them. So you must understand the demographic of individuals present on various social media platforms. So that is important. For example, Facebook, ideal for community building and diverse content sharing. So because Facebook is like an open to all, while on the Instagram, say architects have created their page, so they attract architectural community people, they attract likely customers, you know, who wanting to do their house renovated, etc. So that's how they can create. Here in social media, in the Facebook, you generally tend to have accepted many diverse friendship requests, so you will have very wide diversity, and therefore content creation also can be a diverse visibility possible. If you are doing it on a LinkedIn, then your content has to be very professional, very industry driven, very subject matter driven, because there are many other experts, so they should recognize instead of criticizing you. So that's what Instagram, focus on visual content. I've just mentioned the brand aesthetic comes alive, the liveliness of the brand can come alive because videos and all are possible, which is also possible in Facebook though, but Instagram is very creative driven. Twitter, best for real-time update. You want to know immediately what has happened now and a brief communication on that same. So this being the case, How do you ensure an appropriate content creation when you are starting your social media marketing? So here, first let's understand importance of creating an engaging content. Okay, content, very briefly in my earlier chapter we have studied, is a today heart of the success content that you develop, the digital content. Now, very important part of it, that it should resonate with the target audience. Resonate means today, now, at like, you know, pre-senior citizen or a pre-retirement age, I am more looking out of financial avenues. If I invest, I can secure my post-retirement life. So you see, the resonance is like how you connect me with your titles, subtitles, etc., and then how you lay out your content in that. So I hope you understood that. Now, the methodology, the dimension or the flavor can be either video, can be just textual, can be infographics, can be graphical, etc. So that is a way you create your content. Tailor content to the platform and the audience. That is very important. While you are creating, there cannot be one fit for all. That you have to remember. If you are doing for Instagram, you have to have a specific way. Facebook specific way. LinkedIn specific content. You might have master content, which is giving you an idea about what the topic is, what the solutions are, but developing a communication has to be different. So, and very important is updation is required. Just you release it today and then you sleep over it will not give you that algorithm push. So that's what one has to understand. Next part is that engaging with the community. So like, how do you create a engaging communication? So first of all, you have to create a community feeling. So community feeling will come when there is a unified objective. So here with your audience is essential to get the community, first of all, feel that you are meant for them. Social cause, dowry, or say like, you know, post-retirement, laughing club. So these are all the examples of a community. Okay, then create your communication in such a way that elucidates feedback, forwards, likes, dislikes, etc. So those kind of interactiveness should be built in. Trust and loyalty is very important. Like, so you have to set the purpose and the goal for that creation of a community program and stick to it, rather than later on recognize as a voice of some other, say like for example, voice of a political party or voice of some influentials who's trying to influence community thought, etc. Then community will collapse. So like, and the regularity is very important. Very important aspect is you should allow user-generated content. So you should in fact put an inquisitive question, you should seek feedback, you should seek their suggestions, etc. So that will create user-generated content, and more such thing is more better, more engagement. So Coca-Cola Share a Coke campaign, they broke like literally a world record where you have to share your instantaneous joy of providing or celebrating some success, some occasion with the Coke. Okay, so like this is what they've done it, and it was a very successful example. In the social media marketing, the analytics plays a very important role. So what is analytics? If I have to give you an idea, if you release a campaign on LinkedIn or social media like a Facebook, etc., in the back of it, this platform provider gives you a statistical insight. So how many visits, what is the percentage of engagement, what is the bounce rate? People just came and, you know, abandoned you quickly within certain 10-15 seconds. That is the time lag they have. So those kind of things, traffic from which country, which location, those kind, which profile of people coming, all those parameters when analyzed, you get an idea whether your communication is reaching to the right audience. Are they interacting? Are they getting hooked? Are they engaging themselves? So this is a tracking. So now you have to have a way to monitor this. You just can't just release and be quiet about it. Nowadays, you see that even Instagram and all, even for that simple photograph that you have released or a video that you have released, they're giving you analytics. So that's one you have to understand. Data-driven decisions. All such analytic-based data available to you helps you, gives you certain trends, gives you certain understanding, gives you a picture what you visualize is happening or not happening, whether your money spent is going to give you the required result or not. Now, the moment you realize that it is working, maybe you can leverage and invest more. If it is not, you stop, relook at your campaign, edit it, and then re-release or divert. Stop the release on particular social media platform if it is not responsive. Divert that fund to the other social media where you get a better response. So all those kinds, and not only that, it's not a digital, it's like a you understand a changing trend of a consumer buying behavior. Or you understand changing methodology of payment, getting more popular among consumer. So all those perspectives you can imbibe in your strategy or a tactics based on the data, sound data, not like out of subjective consideration. So that's what it means. Paid advertising on social media. Yes, how can you pay and advertise on social media? So paid promotion is actually, it's like your way to reach out to your specific target audience. I told you earlier, like suppose if you want to reach out your product, say like adult diapers, they are meant for people say 55 and above. Now those who have urination continence issues, etc. So you have that product available. So now you choose your profile. So that's what a specific audience, various demographics, various perspective, lifestyle. There are many things that social media platform available when you go for advertising with them, giving you perspective as analytics, and then you can choose the right segment profile. Once that is happening, you know that whatever insertions that you have planned, 1,000,000 insertion that you planned, will be going to the right target segment. And when you reach out to the right target segment and your communication is very effectively developed, then you are bound to get the leads. And from the leads, conversions and various things can happen. Now, for maximizing the impact on ROI, there is a test called A-B testing. A-B testing is very briefly, if I have to make you understand, not that detailed this thing is expected here. But same message, same objective-driven communication, you can create two or three variations, either the creative variations or the text variations or the offer variations. Somewhere you offer price discount, somewhere you offer more product, 33% more, or you say 15% less or a discount, etc. And you release them in different part and monitor the response. That will give you an idea which is working better. And then you finalize it for the national or international launch. That is the A-B testing method. So we have understood broadly the earlier part, paid advertising related things. So these two aspects, now we get into scope and importance of social media. What does it help you with? So that's what scope encompasses. Activities like you can create your account, you can create personal account, you can create official page, as they say. So you post news and updates, you post like engaging text, you post technical details, etc. You run the sponsored ads, etc. Okay, now when you do that, what it helps you with? It helps you to reach millions of users who are on that platform following your selected segment profile. You reach them. So that's the scope. Importance, why you are able to address people across the globe, or maybe you geofence by country or whatever, but cost that you spend on television, newspaper, etc. to reach out to an audience will be far cheaper out here on the social media, okay? Because they give you tremendous algorithmic profiling. So that's one importance of it. Provides invaluable insight. So now, as I told you, due to analytics and all, you come to know how is the behavior of the customer with your communication. Overall, what has been happening? You do the social media listening and you come to know what customers are talking about. So with all that integrated into your revised tactics or a strategy, you are able to get a better ROI. So that's another important aspect. Example given here is Airbnb's user generated content on Instagram and Facebook showcases how social media marketing can promote listing while building a community of travel enthusiasts. Now, they have built a large community of a travel enthusiast who do not want to accommodate themselves into any set hotel. They want an accommodation into shared basis. So this Airbnb and all have their problem or their personal properties. Okay, so you can choose and go there, enjoy the environment, enjoy this thing and go forward. Now when these people finish their journey, there is a methodology through which Airbnb encourages this person to share opinion with photographs and various things. So it becomes a user generated content. People will believe it more. So here you can see this Airbnb's user generated content wherein they have given the perspective. People have updated their pictures and opinions, etc. So objective of social media marketing, why do you do that? What can you achieve or what you set out to achieve out of the social media marketing? So one could be the brand awareness. You are probably a newcomer in the market or you have a new offer, etc. Or you are promoting an extension of the brand. So brand awareness is very important. In one go, the reach, when you have to create a brand awareness, you require a very phenomenal reach and social media gives you that feasibility. Community engagement. Somewhere after the awareness been created, you want relationship. Marketing is all about relationship and lifetime loyalty, because marketing looks at two things: share of your wallet, which is coming out of your relationship, and customer lifetime value, which is throughout your life how much they can extract. And therefore it is essential to establish a relationship and sustain it, which they you can do it very well using community engagement. You go to Nestle, they have a pregnant women community. Why will they have? But yes, Nestle is encouraging healthy consumption and recommendations, dietary, this thing. Of course, they will suggest one of the Nestle product as well, but that's how they create that long-term relationship. Customer service and support. Yes, one can provide that as a recourse wherein customer can put his query or get his issue resolved, etc., receive assistance and all. So this is what is social media marketing can do, with wherein you publicize your way to contact, either a toll-free number or an email, etc., so that customer will feel that you are worried about their well-being, their satisfaction. Market insights. Overall, social media marketing helps you with understanding the preferences. Some communication of yours will work, some may not work, some offer will work, some offer will not work. This and similar real-time data from the behind will give you an idea about what is the behavioral aspects of consumer and what is changing. And finally, of course, it helps you with the lead generation. So overall, then you call to action is very important. Download now. Okay, so Katrina Kaif, when used first time for that lens card, this thing, when they launched, the Katrina Kaif is shown into different specs in front of different profile, like school, college students, individual housewife, etc. And the campaign, something goes like that. She appears before them, tuck, 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 various frames are changing on her face. And one of them, they say, I liked. And finally, they say, a similar thing can be done by you before choosing. Download lens card now. They broke the highest download in a day record. So that's what lead generation, and then nurturing the sale. Then once you capture them, you are able to resell them, you are able to cross sell them, you are able to upsell them. That's the sale part. So let's understand various pillars of social media marketing. Pillar, as you know, are the one foundation on which the entire structure resides. So I don't think so I need to give you much idea about what is pillars. So this is what this slide describes you, the significance of pillars. But first pillar is, so to say, the content strategy. Social media, the way you and me use, I'm not talking about it. It's about the professional use of social media. Okay, so where content is the king, as they say, content strategy is therefore very, very important. So content that you create should be compelling. That's the one word. So content should resonate with the audience. So as I told you earlier, I gave you the example. What is resonate means? It should be meaningful. It should make the receiver feel that, yeah, this is for him. Okay, so once this is for him, and then when he reads that, he should find a solution into it. And therefore, he will believe that you provide sound content. So that's what value it has to have a value. Value is something not for the one article. It should compel the guy to come to you again and again. So it could be informative, you can make it entertainment, very, very creative. Whichever way you think, the value can be added. There are various formats available to you, which has been any of them, blogs, videos, live streaming and podcasts. And there are so many. Likewise, so your content and the suitability of medium, etc. is very important. Second is the consistency in your message. Consistency, when you say, is the direction or the kind of clarity that you want to give, the kind of subject that you want to pursue in detail and offer a very informative insight. So that is one part of it. Remaining is the voice and tonality, whether you will be very informal, whether you will be very casual, whether you will be very professional in your tonality, etc. And of course, voice. If you are using something which is a video platform, the voice is very important, the narrative is very important, the way you spell out, pronounce, etc. should be very important. So that's a consistency in the message. Another part of consistency is the schedule. You decide when you start whether it will be every day, once a week, once a fortnight, but then pursue that without fail. That's what is the schedule consistency. So that is really taken by algorithm crawlers very well. Comes the content calendar. You must plan and organize your content in advance so that at the right time you can release. Ensure a balanced mix of promotional, education and engaging content. So you may be pursuing one, say, like literacy among girls or self-defense among the girls. But okay, while you pursue that, you can still have both educative part, engaging part. So educative part, you may tell them that why should you now learn the self, defense, etc. and all. The engaging part could be like you show them in reality how one can defend by maybe videography or etc. So that's what I say. The has to be balanced. But all this thing has to be planned in a way that you release it at a time where customer, your target audience people are most likely to be on the platform. And therefore, they will notice what you have given. So that's the importance of a content. Like on LinkedIn, if I do it on morning, the likelihood is that I may not get so many attention, because not only my content, there are series of other content which comes in through my save, when I open a LinkedIn. So my content which is released in the morning may go very deep, while the customer has a habit of seeing few now. Suppose if I target but around 1 o'clock, that's the time people will refer. So I just release around that time. So I may be on the top of it when they open. So all those aspects are about calendar. Second pillar is the audience engagement. Under audience engagement, the foremost important thing is to first create a connection. The target group should feel that he should like, follow. In Facebook, you go follow. In Instagram, it's a follow. First of all, they should feel that he or she should connect with you. Before doing that, they really see what is it that you provide for, and then how that platform is, whether that platform allows him to comment, share, etc. So that's what is about the creating the connect, and that connection will come by quality of your content, the consistency of your content, etc. And you encourage customer to comment upon, liberty, empower to spell his views. Okay, personalized interaction. So once you manage to get the guy to follow you with you, you create a kind of a personalized interaction where you try to build maybe an individual comment also you give. So that's where you feel that not only you read about it, but you gave him an insight further. So in LinkedIn, it's not important that I just release my sound content and I remain happy with 1,000 views or 100 forwards, etc. What is needed is either I have a choice when everybody has commented, I just press at least like, but that will just convey. But if I comment on him, then that will create a more personalized interaction. Community building, which you will have to decide how you build a community. So for example, on the LinkedIn, I have, say, like I'm being a marketing and all, I have created my group where we discuss marketing challenges, where we discuss new campaign and then pros and cons of it. So likewise, as a community, you decide the purpose, the objective, and then do the needful to make the community come alive and remain alive. So that's what is the community building. So that is very important. So three aspects about audience engagement. First of all, getting a connection, personalizing the interaction, and a community approach. The third pillar is the data analytics, which is, as I told you, statistical back-end information. Now, measurement is therefore important. Now, therefore, to measure something, you have to have a key performance measurement criteria. So KPI should be very clear. So here, generally, you manage, one is a reach. As I told you in social media, first of all, you need to reach maximum number of people. It is same like the newspaper, reach and frequency. So you first do the reach analytics, okay, then the engagement analytics. So like how many of them really engage, they refer to it, or merely likes, etc. So this is what one has to understand, how good the engagement is, that is very important. Then comes the optimization strategy. Now, how can you improve upon each parameter that will give you a leverage from the platform? So that's how you try to pinpoint. Now I need to really have better infographics, I need to really have a better quotations, I need to really include credible data resources. So likewise, when you keep doing it, your optimization will start. And this optimization also comes out of trend, whether people are more and more liking what you are releasing, or there is another way that they are going. So that's an optimization effort is required. There are many tools for analytics available, Google Analytics, Facebook Insight, Hootsuite. They gather data in the back end. They provide you. Of course, you have a free exposure or you have a paid exposure. So there's two things are that one has to keep in mind. The fourth pillar is paid advertising. Now here you, the creator, say Meta, he gives you the access to Facebook, Instagram, all free, but he has created for his livelihood, his team's livelihood. So he has to have a revenue stream, which is advertising. Now he provides an access to the advertiser. So as an advertiser, you need to decide how will you leverage. Will you be very broad? Will you be very specific? Will you target young, or you will target teenagers? Teenager is very specific. So you need to know various aspects of your targeted customer very well, so that you can probably have a very specific profile. Maximizing ROI, here you have to see that you achieve larger reach so that your cost per reach is very low, then cost per lead generation is low, etc. So now for that you have to understand the profile very well. That understanding is then the media that you choose has to be very right. If I am professionals, then maybe the professionals social media is right. If I am talking about personal problems, personal issues, then maybe the Facebook is right. So that way, you have to be very conscious even before releasing. How will you maximize your return on investment? Types of social media ads that, okay, you have to have a various formats that is available to you. Sponsored, it comes in between the messages. Carousel ad, which is generally in the side, or you have a video playing, etc., so which is available on click, etc. However, using that A/B testing, you can probably do the creative testing of the communication, the creative, the appeal, which is resonating with your target group of customers. So one has to remember that about paid advertising. Let's understand various advantages of social media marketing, where brand exposure is the primary significance. Global reach, provided you have a global market, of course, but it gives you the very large reach. That is what I meant to say. Consistency in your posting will create engagement. Means customer will repeatedly see, repeatedly interact, and therefore you will on the top of mind in the brand, in the marketing management. It is very, very crucial that you remain on the top of mind. When a customer has a need, whether your name appears or not, then only you will be in a consideration set. Direct audience interaction. Here, it gives you two-way communication possibility. So you not only provide information, but you can engage customer by sharing his product a feedback, sharing his experience about purchase, sharing his experience of use, etc. And consistently doing this will create a relationship and then loyalty. Okay. It gives you the real-time access to the channel. So now you are able to get onto the, not only the media being just released, but you will have a fantastic idea about which time frame within which the maximum number of people have noticed your communication and read and engaged. So that kind of a perspective. So then it will help you for the future planning. Cost-effective marketing, as they say, marketing, it is generally the cost of reach, cost of lead generation, cost of acquisition. These are the three things. In social media, vis-a-vis conventional and vis-a-vis other digital media, this comes out as very cost-effective. Real-time feedback, again, you can various ways gather feedback, and that's a real-time. Customer experiences and gives you. You have raised a query, your query was answered, and in the bottom there is a thumbs up, thumbs down. Do that. Say, for example, recently ChatGPT and all that I have started using, where you create a prompt and when you get an answer, there is a thumbs up, thumbs down. So whether you liked, you didn't like, you can put that. So that way the real time feedback is possible on social media, so that you come to know what is that you have done is working for you, not working. Of course, various, anything new will have some advantage, some disadvantage. Social media, time consuming. Managing social media account, creating content, engaging, data analytics, and then remodifying your tactics, etc. is a very demanding task. Getting tons of data in that on a real time also makes the management expectation that you act promptly to take the advantage of real time insight that you get. So it's a pressure of time that is really a disadvantageous thing. Negative feedback exposure. Many negative comments and all, they've spread very fast, which may harm your brand. You do not know what something wrong that you might have done, and suddenly that feedback will start floating when you release the next communication. Okay, so you require a proper management filter, etc. Handling, a best important is things to reply to that negative comment so that others will read that. Non-attendance will really affect your brand adversely. Algorithm changes. What is happening? The crawler, they change their algorithms at a frequent interval. To know what they've done and what is going to work for you, etc., you have to be updated about, first of all, the change that has happened, and then try to see that how, now what changes you will have to integrate in your content and social media strategy and tactics. So that's again a very demanding task. So these are some of the disadvantages.